This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks closed in a sea of red on Tuesday, pulling further away from record highs as uncertainty over interest rate cuts and a shakeup in Magnificent Seven stocks brought a note of wariness to the market. Contracts on the Nasdaq Composite led the day's declines, sinking about 1.7%, as a retreat in Apple and Tesla continued to drag on stocks more widely. Both the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down more than 1%. Apple came under pressure after a report that iPhone sales fell 24% in China, adding to Monday's loss in the wake of a $2 billion EU antitrust fine. Tesla continued to slump as a shutdown at its Berlin Gigafactory added to concerns over a shipment slump and a Chinese price war. Bitcoin reached a fresh all-time high, briefly surpassing its previous record of $68,789 from November 2021. However, the cryptocurrency experienced a sizable drop shortly after, plummeting 10% to trade just around $62,000 a coin. In corporates, shares of Target jumped about 13% after the retail giant posted an earnings beat on both the top and bottom lines. The company has preached its roadmap for growth, which includes establishing Target as a growth company from a comparable sales standpoint, from a traffic standpoint, and from a market share standpoint. Meta platform shares dipped just over 1% after the company experienced a wave of outages to its suite of social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. And CrowdStrike shares dropped roughly 7% ahead of the company's quarterly earnings due after the bell on Tuesday. Prior to the results, CrowdStrike announced an expansion of its partnership with Dell Technologies, which will help customers defend against increasingly complex cyber attacks. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.